we welcome you back to the Nate Wilkie Show. Corey Sparks here with Beaver Dam head coach Nate Wilkie ahead of the baseball team's matchup with Wanakee back at home. Coach, your team's been kind of streaky so far this year, but all the games during this most recent four-game skid have been very close, within four runs, most of the time within a couple. What needs to happen to kind of get over the hump?
Well, we played Wanakee last night, and we played really good. Probably one of the better games we've played this year. It was a great battle, and, you know, 2-1 score. They scored in the bottom of the seventh inning, but you know, we pitched well, and we out hit Wanakee, and everything kind of, you know, we had a lot of opportunities to score more runs, but we just didn't get a big hit. And I think that's been kind of the common theme. You know, we just can't put together either if our pitching's good or our defense is good or our hitting is good, we just can't put all three of them together in one time. But like I said, we're getting closer. I think, you know, the kids are, you know, the attitude's been good, and you know, we keep coaching them hard and stuff, and we just got to get, you know, maybe a little bit of luck to, you know, maybe a base hit drops or something happens. But you know, we're still battling, and you know, we've got to turn this thing around here.
I noticed that yesterday you out hit them 6-3. It kind of felt like the offense would get into a rhythm and then it would stop. Does that just come down to situational hitting?
Yeah, I mean, we had a lot of guys on. I think, you know, one inning we had bases loaded, another inning we had second and third with like only one out, and then we had first and second with nobody out, and we didn't capitalize on it. You know, sometimes we'd hit the ball hard and they make good plays, or we'd strike out in a big spot, or just, you know, a lot of it, like we told the kids, it's just a matter of, you know, having a kind of a good, good approach to play, you know, swinging, not swinging at the pitcher's pitch, but rather, you know, swinging at something that you can drive. And so just kind of just little things like that. And, you know, just sometimes it feels like we're snake bit, we're just not getting a break here and there. But, you know, we told the kids, you know, you got to make your own breaks, and eventually, you know, somebody's going to, you know, kind of, we said somebody's got to get the team on their back and kind of carry us and could get us through this tough stretch.
Someone who's kind of been doing a little better and progressing the last couple of weeks and has had quite the last couple of weeks, Kyler Keel, committed to Ripon College last week, then made that really nice diving grab in right center against Wanakee on Tuesday. How has his game evolved over the years?
Well, Kyler's always been an unbelievable fielder. I mean, he tracks down stuff in center field. You know, we've had some very good center fielders in our program, and he's one of them. You know, he gets a good jump on it. He made a play last night that, you know, you saw the ball and you're just wondering if he could get there or not, and I just didn't think he'd be able to. And all of a sudden, he totally laid out and, you know, came up and had the ball in his glove, and it was just a, you know, it probably would have gone for maybe a double or a triple for sure. And he caught it, and you know, he's done that in the past and stuff, and he's, like I said, he's just a stud defensively. And in his bat, like last night, he had two hits, an RBI, you know, he had a walk, so. He's got a very good approach to the plate and stuff, and he just keeps getting better, you know, every year. And you know, he's having a good start of the season for us.
How much of a momentum shifter is it when someone makes a big play like that? Especially, you said the bats were going well; it was just a matter of situational hitting. But when you've got Kyler out there diving, or someone else lays out, how much does that really, you know, keep the morale up for the team?
Well, I think, you know, it fires you up. You know, we came off, and like I said, the kids' attitude was great last night. The dugout was into it, and the players were really into it. And, you know, it's always a good battle when we play Wanakee. They've got a great program. We have, you know, a great program, and we always have really tight games, and our kids really like playing Wanakee. So, you know, it's just kind of, you know, that plays like that. We had some other plays too where you just, you know, got out of some jams, and then you just thought, you know, okay, we got the momentum now, and then you know, we get some guys on base, and then all of a sudden, like I said, we just could not get that big hit when we needed to kind of bust the game open. But like I said, you can't. It was just a really kind of a neat game to be part of last night, and underneath the lights, they had youth night, so, you know, a big crowd and stuff. So it was neat, and we just, like I said, we just have to, you know, at some point it's going to turn, but we just got to get it to, you know, somebody's just got to get that big hit and have us capitalize on it and get a win.
That primetime environment, something you guys should be getting either in a week or two. How much are you looking forward to that as well as the guys?
It'll be neat. I mean, like, you know, last night, it's fun for, I mean, even playing bit ball as a, you know, a kid is always, you know, underneath the lights is just a different feel. And, you know, last night, like I said, they had a packed house and a bunch of kids running around and, you know, making noise and stuff, and the crowd was getting into it because, you know, it was just really a good game. So, yeah, we're looking forward to it here. You know, I've been part of this program for 23 years, and I also played here. And, you know, the fact that I still get kind of goosebumps when I drive by the field or when we're practicing, I look up and you see the lights, you know, we've been wanting this for a long time. And then, you know, the group that kind of got together and kind of made it happen. It's just, you know, the amount of people that were involved in it, and the alumni or the businesses, and just kind of the whole community coming together and making sure we had those lights. It's just kind of a neat thing. So we're looking forward to, you know, the first game under them. Hopefully it'll be soon. And, We've got some, you know, kind of a celebration kind of plan for that night or whenever it happens. So, yeah, the sooner the better for us. And like I said, it'll be a neat thing, and you know, for not only this year but just for the future of our program and the Legion program and Little League, and you know, the whole community will benefit.
You know, as a broadcaster, I usually get to these games about an hour, hour and a half beforehand, and I'm already seeing, and I haven't seen this in a whole lot of places, fans, family members, friends, the community is already kind of pouring in. You alluded to this before as a former player and now a coach. Could you just talk about the support that you guys are getting at these home games and throughout the season?
Coming up for this program, I mean, you know, we were very successful back, you know, when I was playing, and we've always had a very good baseball program in a baseball town, and it's you know, the community supports us, you know, spring baseball and then the summer baseball for the Legion program. But it's just always where we've always had good crowds. And I think, you know, part of it probably because we've played good baseball, and it's, you know, it's fun to watch. And, but like I said, just the amount of alumni that still follow like us on Facebook, or, you know, I'll get texts once in a while, you know, just saying, hey, good game today or whatever, you know, kids are playing good, or just, you know, as alumni, they really follow the program. Because I think, you know, like some of my best memories are of baseball and being part of Beaver Dam baseball. And, you know, so hopefully that, you know, kind of the culture we create with our program. And, like I said, I think that there's just a neat following that, you know, continues to kind of track us, how we're doing, and comes to games. And, you know, hopefully the weather will get a little bit warmer, where we'll get more people out there. But it's just, it's neat to coach and it's neat to play, you know, in this program. And, you know, like I said, we look forward to more years of it.
It definitely looks like a special bond. Coach, thank you very much for your time and best of luck against Wanakee.
Yep, thank you.
That was Nate Wilkie ahead of Beaver Dam's matchup with Wanakee at home. It's the Beavers and the Warriors coming up on Daily Dodge TV.